listeners. Welcome to our podcast on the subject Historic Recordings and Remastering. What exactly are historic recordings? For us, historic recordings are releases with musicians from past generations whose artistic value has remained until today, in spite of musical trends and technical progress. Already for many years, Audita has been releasing such historic recordings. Examples of historic artists in our catalogue are, among others, Herbert von Karajan, Karl Böhm, Ferenc Frischai, Raphael Kubelik, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, Yehudi Menuhin, Geza Ander, Clara Haskell, and Wilhelm Kempf. All historic recordings by Audita bear the label First Master Release. This term stands for the excellent quality of archival productions that we produce. All of our historical publications are based, without exception, on the original tapes from broadcasting archives. In general, these are the original analog tapes, which attain an astonishingly high quality, even measured by today's standards, with their tape speed of up to 76 centimeters a second. The aim of this podcast is to introduce you to the work of the sound engineer who is editing these historic tapes. This process is called remastering, and we would like to make it audible for you. To illustrate this, we have chosen excerpts played by Wilhelm Furtwängler and the Berlin Philharmonic from our new Wilhelm Furtwängler box. For the remastering, first, let's have a look at the former recording medium, the reel-to-reel tape recorder. In the post-war period, the reel-to-reel tape recorders which were used for music recordings had to fight unsteady power frequencies caused by the unstable electricity network. Changing power frequencies led to changing tape speeds, affecting the tempo and the pitch of the playback of a recording. Note the difference in the two examples from Ludwig van Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. First, let's listen to the untouched version of the tape from 1947. Wilhelm Furtwängler conducts the Berlin Philharmonic. And now, listen to the second version, remastered by Audita's sound engineer. It is almost a quarter tone higher in pitch and a bit faster. Once again, the direct comparison. Unedited. And edited. It is important to realize that an apparently minor technical detail, like the power frequency, changes a musical parameter, which in turn considerably changes the artistic statement. The modifications we made, in this case virtually speeding up the playback, are based on information about the standard pitch of the Berlin Philharmonic in the year of the recording. Thus, our changes reconstruct Furtwängler's original tempo and pitch from May 1947. After a change, which, in the case of a live recording, applies to the composition as a whole, the sound engineer then has to go into the very detailed and elaborate process of remastering. Listen to the beginning of the overture from Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy in the unedited version from the original tape. Again, the Berlin Philharmonic plays under Wilhelm Furtwängler. There you can hear enormous changes in pitch in the entries of the woodwinds caused by the faulty fluctuation in speed of the analog tape. Possibly, at the time, the sound engineer started the tape too late, and it took a while to stabilize. Considering these drastic pitch problems, it is hard to imagine that one could repair this, but the latest audio technology, together with the good musical ear of the sound engineer, can reduce these problems to a point where they are hardly audible. So here we go again. The overture to Midsummer Night's Dream, after the editing done by the Audita sound engineer. Unedited and edited version in direct comparison. Unedited. And edited. Now, to illustrate the topic of tape noise, let's take Beethoven's Violin Concerto, played by Yehudi Menuhin and the Berlin Philharmonic under Wilhelm Furtwängler. From a technical point of view, it is not hard to reduce tape noise of analog tapes to be almost inaudible. However, if you go too far with the noise reduction, wanted musical elements may disappear and undesirable effects occur. Let's first listen to Ludwig van Beethoven's Violin Concerto without sound editing. Edited version. Please do not get confused by the different pitch and tempo. Just like in Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, here we also had to reconstruct the original pitch and tempo. Concentrate on the tape noise, which has disappeared. Thank you. both listening examples in direct comparison, without tape noise reduction. And with tape noise reduction. During the remastering, the sound engineer has to make many subjective decisions. Often enough, desired goals have to be balanced with unwanted side effects. This subjective assessment of the pros and cons leads us to the next topic of remastering, audience noise. While editing noises from the public, the sound engineer must decide if some of them could possibly be a reaction to the interpretation and therefore part of the original, which should not be altered. However, there are examples of audience noise which clearly have no documentary value, for example, loud, continuous coughing. In our opinion, the following passage is one of these. As you can imagine, it is difficult to remove coughing when it is louder than the music itself. But in the following example, we thought the coughing was too disturbing and decided to alter it in order to hear more of the music and less of the coughing. Now, both versions of Bruckner's Eighth Symphony in direct comparison. Original tape. And remastered version. An important aspect of the remastering is the tone color of the recording. Nowadays, our musical imagination and expectation is influenced by pop music and demands noticeable highs and brilliance. But Furtwängler's sound favors the bass range as part of his imagination as a conductor. At the same time, there is a loss in highs caused by aging of the tapes and the historic recording quality. It is essential to reduce this loss by filters. Listen to another example from Beethoven's Violin Concerto with Yehudi Menuhin and the Berlin Philharmonic under Wilhelm Furtwängler. Unedited. After editing the sound color with a filter, the excerpt sounds like this. Once more, the direct comparison. Unedited. After the remastering. The last topic of our remastering podcast is important, reverberation. The explicitly dry acoustics of the Titania Palast were probably not ideal for Wilhelm Furtwängler, who performed many of his concerts with the Berlin Philharmonic here when much of post-war Berlin was in ruins. On the other hand, in this situation, he knew, like hardly any other conductor, how to create and obtain tension within stretched but always filled tempos. For the sound engineer, the question in the remastering process is this: how much artificial reverberation is reasonable? Decide for yourself what you like best, and listen to Schubert's great C major symphony with the Berlin Philharmonic under Wilhelm Furtwängler. First, the original acoustics of the Titania Palast in Berlin Steglitz. Now with a little reverberation. And now with a little more reverberation. Thank you. Our sound engineer favored this version. And this brings us already to the end of the Audita podcast, Historic Recordings and Remastering. We very much hope that through listening, you've had a chance to get a better impression of the sound engineer's work during the remastering process. In this podcast, we intentionally did not refer to aspects of interpretation, but yet we hope that through listening to the various extracts, you were able to experience the creative and dramatic powers of Wilhelm Furtwängler. The 13-CD box includes the complete RIAS recordings of Wilhelm Furtwängler with the Berlin Philharmonic. It is available for less than 50 euros in shops, online, and here on Audita's website. Thank you for listening, and please tune in for further Audita podcasts. ¶¶